Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3439 BN. Today's date is September 1st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Communications Blackout Has Begun. Musk releases the secret weapon. The plan started 8 years ago. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see this entire time they've been pushing their 16-year plan. And now they're moving into multiple phases of their plan. Remember, going back in time, Trump was never supposed to win the election. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election. We're supposed to have 8 years of Obama. We're supposed to have 8 years of Hillary Clinton. Obama's entire mission was to infiltrate the country. His entire mission was to keep the borders open. His entire mission was to take the weapons away from the people. His entire mission was to set everything up for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, after Obama, was supposed to continue these things and actually then bring us to war. And we could see that we are now heading towards war. But we're also seeing other parts of their plan. We're seeing the open borders. We're seeing the economy fail. We're seeing the infiltration. We're seeing now that they want to revise the Constitution. Or they're trying to convince people the Constitution is bad and maybe we need to rework it. Because again, that is part of their 16-year plan. What else are we starting to see? We're starting to see that the communication blackout is now happening. Remember, they were supposed to eliminate all forms of communication and only leave the fake news in place to actually spread the propaganda. They never thought that social media was going to be such a major problem for them, and this was a big miss for them. And once Musk took over X and Trump created True Social, and then we had Rumble come on board to go up against YouTube, this was a major, major problem for them. So to solve this problem, what did they decide to do? Well, in the beginning, they decided, okay, we're going to try to censor people, which we saw. Now they're just shutting down the entire platforms. When you look at Brazil, what just happened there? They shut down the entire platform of X. They're not allowing people to access the platform. Those people that are trying to use a VPN, they are fined almost $9,000. But again, you think people are just going to say, okay, I'm not going to do it. First of all, you would have to find every single person using a VPN. So basically what we're seeing is we're seeing the communication blackout. It has begun. It's no longer on a user level. It is now taking down or blocking the social media platforms. Now, I do believe the EU is probably going to step this up next. Probably one of the countries out there is going to do it. And then it's going to spread throughout the EU. Because again, they need to control the flow of information. When this fails, because people then will start using VPNs, people will then use Truth, they will use Rumble, they'll still communicate. This will be a major, major problem for them, which means they'll have to take it to the next step. And I do believe this is where we're going to see a communication blackout on a much larger scale. Now, do I believe they're going to shut down the entire internet? No, I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to use the landlines in this country to try to block certain access to certain sites. But I do believe Musk, and even if they do bring down the entire internet, Musk has already released this secret weapon, and those are the satellites that he put into space. And I do believe Space Force is also involved in this, and I do believe his satellites in space now, they also act as cell towers, communication cell towers that are linked together. And now he's making a deal with the cell companies where Starlink directly links up to your cell phone. So he definitely has plans already in motion. I do believe this was all part of the original plan that Trump and the Patriots put together. And what's very interesting, Trump was giving a rally out in Pennsylvania, and he let everyone know that, hey, this plan, or what we're seeing now, started about 8 years ago, or maybe even started a little bit further back than that. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've always had a plan. Trump is a builder. He's a businessman. He knows how to build buildings. And to build these things, to do anything, you must plan it out. You just can't do it willy-nilly. So when he says, oh yeah, this started 8 years ago, yeah, or maybe further back than that, actually he even mentioned it was in their souls for 40 years. So I do believe they were already watching, observing, planning, and seeing what worked, what didn't work. Because if you go back 40 years, we had other people try to take down the deep state players. So I do believe he looked at this and they observed and they came and they formed a plan to actually combat the deep state players. And they formed a plan that was not going to go directly at the deep state players, but it was going to use a completely different method to actually make people think, to actually wake people up and actually show the people. And yes, for the people that are awake, for those people that are sleeping, it still looks scary because it looks like this individual has no control. And I'm talking about Trump. And he just let, and all these things are just happening. And the deep state has the power, has the control. But if you look at Sun Tzu, Art of War, he's using that strategy. Appear weak while you're strong. He's also using the Socratic method. Let people ask questions of what they're seeing. Let them experience it. Let them say, you know something? I don't agree with this anymore. I don't see how this is going to benefit me. We're going in the wrong direction. And this type of plan, first of all, takes a long time. Number two, people think that Trump and the Patriots don't have the upper hand. Actually, everyone has it backwards. Just because you're not out there pounding your chest and doing all things, it doesn't mean that you're not strong. Actually, the weak person has to scream and yell. The weak person has to go ahead and swap candidates out. The weak person or the weak group has to push cheating in the elections. The weak person or weak group, what do they have to do? They have to try to take out their candidate by killing them. That is a weak person. They don't have the upper hand. If they did, they wouldn't have to do any of this stuff, which means they're struggling to survive. They know they don't have the people. They don't care about the people. Actually, when Kamala was doing the interview and she said, you know, regrets, she didn't even speak about the voters. Not one mention of the voters, because they don't care about the voters. They don't care about the people because they know how their system works. Whoever we want to put in, we just install them. The voters don't matter. And I think people are now seeing this and it's becoming clearer and clearer. And you know what else is becoming clearer and clearer? The 16-year plan. Because now we're at the phase where they're going after the Constitution. Remember, their entire agenda is to get rid of the Constitution, to get rid of the country that you know and love today. That is their entire plan. If you think this is just happening and it's just a normal election year and this is just crazy stuff that's going on, no. This is a plan to destroy the deep state players. To destroy them, you need to see their plan. You need to see it as clear as day. And that's what you're seeing. That's what you're experiencing right now. So what's very interesting is the New York Times, what happened? They put out an op-ed, and what does it say? The Constitution is sacred. Is it also dangerous? One of the biggest threats to America's politics might be the country's founding document. So right now, they're trying to build the narrative that the Constitution has been the problem, and we need to revise the Constitution. So when you start to look at the 16-year plan, and I just want to go over the 16-year plan once again, since they're now moving into the next phase of this, and we're also seeing the communication blackout, which is also part of the 16-year plan. Let's go to post 570, January 21st, 2018, the 16-year plan to destroy America. Hussein, first 8 years. Install rogue ops, infiltrate the country, leak seat intel, military assets, cut funding to the military. Why? Because they're going to bring us to war, and you can't have the military strong and powerful. You have to make them weak if you're going to have the country lose the war. Command away from generals. That's what Obama did. He took the command of bombing ISIS away from the generals. He was calling the shots. Launch good guy takedown, internal remove, Valerie Jarrett sniffer, SAP sell-off, Snowden open source, Prism key score. Target weakened conservative base, IRS, mainstream media, which they tried to do. Open border flood illegals, ISIS, MS-13 fund install, fear, target removal, domestic assets. So do we have open borders? Do we have these gang members coming in? Do we have terrorists coming in? Absolutely. North Korea, nuke build. Have they been firing their missiles? Absolutely. What did Trump do? He went to North Korea, made friends with Kim Jong-un, walked across the DMZ, and I do believe they have a relationship. I do believe Kim Jong-un might be working with Trump because, again, Obama in the very, very beginning said, listen, these are the two people that you should be concerned with, General Flynn and Kim Jong-un. So that should tell you everything you need to know. Blind eye to Iran. Now Iran is in focus. Isn't that interesting? Stage the Supreme Court. They always wanted to pack the Supreme Court. Uranium fund supply Iran and North Korea. They did that. They shipped the Iran to Russia. Russia then distributed to Iran and North Korea. Kill NASA. Prevent domination. Allow bad actors to take down military sats. Worldwide secure comms. Install WMD. So basically, they were going to take down our satellites. As we went to war, we wouldn't be able to communicate. Then when you look at the next 8 years, it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, World War III, death and weapons, real war, fake and controlled. Population growth control, pocket billions. Destroy the infrastructure, reduce the population, get the entire world prepared and ready for what? Their new system. Now, to actually get this country prepared for the new system, they had to do what? They had to kill the economy, which is part of the 16-year plan, open the borders, and here's the other part, revise the Constitution. Ban sale of arms. Remove the Second Amendment. Install on-team Supreme Court justices. Put the Supreme Court justices that they want, so this way they would rule on everything that they want. Removal of Electoral College. We heard that. This is what they wanted to do. This way they can manipulate the voting using the popular vote. And our founding fathers specifically put the Electoral College in so the minorities would actually have a voice. So basically, you can see that they are now following the 16-year plan. And now they're at the phase of shutting down communications because they wanted all communications shut down. And they only wanted the mainstream media to be the only source of where you got your news. Remember, this is the media, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, all these places, New York Times, NPR, they're all controlled by the deep state. It's all propaganda outlets. And once again, the people now are seeing the 16-year plan. What did Trump do? He came into office. He put them behind schedule. They had to cram everything into these last 4 years. And the reason why they crammed it is because they were behind schedule and Trump forced them into showing you everything that they're trying to do within a very, very short period of time. And now the people can see it as clear as day. I mean, when you look at the open borders, what do you see? You see the criminals coming in. You see the gang members. This is all part of the 16-year plan. And what's very interesting is that they try to gaslight people like, oh, no, it's not happening, like out in Colorado. Oh, no, the Venezuelan gangs, they're not taking over apartment buildings. That this must be your imagination. Andy Ngo put this out and said, after falsely claiming the apartment building takeovers by migrants in Denver, our area was a hoax, the Colorado governor has released a new statement. And now, all of a sudden, Governor Polis says, Colorado is a zero-tolerance state for illegal activity. Taking over buildings has no place in Colorado. And now he's working with the Aurora police. Again, he pretended like, oh, no, we're not seeing this. But now, since everyone sees it, we're on social media. See, if the fake news was in complete and utter control, most of the people wouldn't see this. The only reason the fake news might even mention it, because it's all over social media. And it looks kind of ridiculous. They don't mention a word of it. But if they were completely and utterly in control, you would never hear any of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see part of their 16-year plan is to bring more and more people into this country, even though they tell us that they're not. They stopped the flow of illegals coming into this country. No, they haven't. That's a lie. We're approaching a presidential election, so they got to tell the people what they want to hear. And again, when they say they're cutting it, so if they're bringing in 1 million and they cut it to 900,000, all they did was cut it 100,000. But if you go back to the beginning when Trump was in office, the amount of people coming in was about maybe a tenth of that. So that should tell you everything you need to know. But look what Kamala has just done. George put this out and said, Mexico's government just announced that they will start providing bus rides with police and military escorts to illegal migrants heading to the U.S. border. Border czar Kamala Harris met with Mexican President Andres Obrador. I wonder if this was part of their plan. The Mexican National Immigration Institute said the buses will leave from the southern cities of the Villahermosa and Tapachula. Local and state and federal law enforcement will provide security for the buses, and meals will be provided during transit. I wonder where they're getting all this money from to do this. But Trump, he put out certain memes here, and he says, Kamala Harris pledged free health care for illegals. They're coming to collect. Meet your new neighbors. If Kamala wins, they're burning the American flag. No one is safe with Kamala's open border. And you see a dark alley with a illegal with a knife ready to be used on you. So right there, I think people are starting to realize that their policies, they're actually destroying the country. And now they're seeing it in all these different states, all these different cities. And I do believe this is going to spread even further as time goes on. Because remember, they're going to use the illegals for chaos. They're going to make sure that they're out on the streets. This is why they've been releasing criminals. This is why they're making sure that the illegals have everything that they need, because they will follow their instructions. And Antifa will actually direct them through all of this. And we will see chaos during the elections. But you can see at this point with the 16-year plan, they're trying to shut down communications because they want to control the narrative around the world. And it's no longer a conspiracy that they want to get rid of free speech, because what are you seeing out in Brazil? What are you seeing out in the EU, in Germany, in France, after they arrested Durov? They are now attacking free speech under the guise of misinformation, disinformation, and hate speech, which is meaningless because you're allowed to say whatever you want, even if it's wrong. It's still free speech. So basically what they're trying to do is they want controlled speech. Whatever we believe, and I'm talking about the deep state players, that's what you're allowed to say. If you go against it, well, we got to get rid of you. I mean, if you go back in time and you go back in history and you go back to when Galileo was saying, hey, by the way, the earth rotates around the sun. And they said that was misinformation, disinformation, heresy. And what did they do? They arrested him. But again, he was right. The earth does revolve around the sun. Remember, the church at the time was telling everyone, no, that is wrong. The sun is going around the earth. And that was the official narrative. And anyone that challenged it, well, that's misinformation, disinformation, and we're going to have to put you on trial. We're going to have to arrest you. And that's exactly what happened. They're doing the same thing today. There is no difference whatsoever. So Brazil right now, the Supreme Court orders X to be banned nationwide. In addition, the court says the people using X via VPN will be fined up to $8,874 a day and orders Google and Apple to remove X from their stores within 5 days. Well, already we're starting to hear this. So now they're going to the corporations, which these are private corporations, and they're telling these app stores to remove the app. What do you think is going to happen with Telegram? They're going to try to do the same thing. They'll probably try to do it with Truth. They'll probably try to do it with Rumble. And this is how they're trying to shut everything down. Now, let's go back a little bit in time. Let's go back to when the people were on the streets protesting against the leaders of Brazil and free speech. And Mokhtar put this out and said, this was a protest in Brazil a few months ago. This is why the regime is panicking, because the people are not with the regime. The people are with Bolsonaro. The people are with freedom, and they're fighting back. And the deep state players, they don't want this. But I do believe this goes much, much further than just Brazil, because we see it's happening out in France. And we're going to see Germany. We're going to see the EU basically actually try to shut down everything. And you can see they're already doing it by trying to get rid of the apps. But again, do you really need the app to access any of these platforms? No, you really don't. So they're going to use the apps, but then they'll take it a step further. As you can see, the Supreme Court in Brazil, they don't want people using a VPN, because that's how you get rid of their ability to block you. And this is why they're charging people. But I do believe people are going to fight back. But you can see the fake news, they're getting on board with this. The BBC put this out and said, Musk's X-ban in Brazil after disinformation row. And they're making him look evil, like, oh, he's spreading disinformation. But once again, you could see this is their entire plan, because the news outlets, they're controlled by the deep state players. It's propaganda outlets. And they want to be the only individuals pushing out information. But what's very interesting is that Brazil banned the people from X, but the Brazilian government is still posting on X. Rules for the people and different rules for the deep state players. Elon Musk put this out on X and said the following. There's a growing evidence that fake judge Alexandre engaged in serious, repeated, and deliberate election interference in Brazil's last presidential election. Under Brazilian law, that would mean up to 20 years in prison. And I'm sorry to say that it appears that some former Twitter employees were complicit in helping him do so. Anyone with examples or evidence to this effect, please reply to this post. Then he put this out. We will begin publishing the long list of Alexandre's crimes, along with the specific Brazilian laws that he broke tomorrow. Obviously, he does not need to abide by U.S. laws, but he does need to abide by his own country's laws. He is a dictator and a fraud, not a justice. And he's absolutely right. And Elon reminds everyone that you can access this platform via x.com, even on your phone. No app is needed. And it'd also be a good time to download a VPN. But again, they're going to start charging people. But I do believe this is going to spread way beyond Brazil, because we already see it in France. They went after Telegram. So they went after X in Brazil, Telegram in France. And I do believe this is the beginning phase of what they're trying to do. But people in Brazil, they're not just sitting there going, okay, I guess I can't go on to X. They're fighting against this. Professor Mateus put this out and said, VPN working, I never imagined myself practicing and propagating civil disobedience, but censorship cannot be tolerated, ever. And he's absolutely right. And people now are fighting back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the CCC out in Germany, they have warned the left-green liberal government, they want to effectively end anonymity and make all citizens identifiable at all times and in all places, including by opening doors to Palantir and other surveillance software. So they want everyone to be seen. Actually, I think Australia is already doing this, where you have to sign on and you have to give your ID and everything like that, because this way it makes it a lot easier for them to know who's who. Because you only do this to do what? To censor. Just like if you're building a database of who has weapons, you only do this if you're going to confiscate the weapons. If you're building a system that actually identifies all the people that are posting, you only do this so you know who they are, so you can actually arrest them and take them down very, very quickly. Think about our founding fathers going back to when they were fighting for their freedom, for freedom of speech. They used pen names. They published in all different publications outside of the British government. Why did they do this? Because they knew that if they knew who they were, they would come and arrest them. And this is why these governments want to know who you are. This is why our founding father said, no, we have the right to privacy. The government has no right to know who we are. But again, we have this in this country, but other countries don't have it. That's why they started first in all other countries. But I do believe Elon, he has a couple of things up his sleeve, and I do believe this has been working on for a very long time. And I do believe most likely he's working with Trump and Space Force and putting this together to bypass everything the deep state players are trying to do. Ben Longmire put this out and said, double F9 launch last night from both coasts. The SpaceX direct to cell program just added 26 sats, bringing our total to 168 sats. T-Mobile will have no more dead zones in the U.S. later this year. Elon Musk responded to this and said, Starlink direct to mobile phone internet is exclusively with T-Mobile in the U.S. for the first year, then other carriers thereafter. We're starting off working with one carrier in each country, but ultimately hope to serve all carriers. And then Elon put this out and said, our satellites launching in the next few months have inter-satellite laser links, so no local downlink needed, probably active in 4 to 6 months. So Starlink is scaring all these totalitarian governments. They will not be able to control the flow of information in their countries because people can look to the sky to actually get the internet. Now, what's very interesting is someone asked Grok, how is this all going to work? And this is how Grok answered. Starlink's direct-to-mobile service with T-Mobile operators by leveraging low-Earth orbit satellites to provide cellular connectivity directly to standard LTE phones, bypassing the need for terrestrial cell towers in areas where they are not available or effective. Starlink has launched satellites equipped with direct-to-cell capabilities. These satellites act like massive cell phone towers in space, capable of communicating directly with your phone using LTE technology. This means your phone can connect to these satellites for services in place where a traditional terrestrial cell tower do not reach, or maybe they're shut down. The service utilizes the 1900 megahertz spectrum, which is part of T-Mobile's existing 4G and 5G network spectrum. This allows existing phones to connect without needing new hardware or firmware modification. Initially, the service focuses on text messaging with plans to expand to voice and data services in the future. This service aims to provide connectivity in remote areas, on water, or any location where a traditional cell service might be unavailable. Integration with T-Mobile's network, while the direct-to-satellite connection provides coverage in dead zones, it's designed to integrate seamlessly with T-Mobile's existing network. When you're in an area with traditional cell coverage, your phone would use those services as usual. So he's putting things into place. And I do believe, yes, we're going to see a communications blackout. Will people have the ability to still communicate? I do believe so. I do believe we'll still be able to communicate with Starlink. Now, again, this is not ending with the presidential election. So just keep in mind that once the presidential election is over, this is when the deep state players are really going to push their agenda. Yes, they're going to push it before the presidential election. But again, once Trump wins, they're going to try to stop him from actually being, you know, being the actual president because they don't want to certify the election. So the next couple of months, what are they going to do? Remember, they're still in office. They're going to push everything that they possibly have. And they're going to try to stop everything. So this is where all this comes into place. And I do believe they're going to be working pretty darn fast to get it all operational. I do believe most likely there's a lot more operational than people actually realize. Now, the other thing that we could see happening right now is that as the war continues out in the Middle East, Israel now is taking out all the terrorist groups that are actually funded by the deep state players. Right now, the IDF and Shin Bet have arrested approximately 5,000 wanted persons. Since the beginning of the war, the IDF and the Shin Bet have operated in over 11,000 offensive operations and killed more than 600 terrorists in the West Bank alone. And they have arrested about 2,000 Hamas members. So you could see that they're in trouble right now. And what's very sad is that the Israeli-American hostage, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, and five others were found dead, murdered by Hamas 1 week after parents spoke at the DNC. So basically, that tells you everything you need to know, because think about this. These individuals were killed. All Biden did, all Kamala did, they didn't go in to search for them. They didn't do anything to help them. All they wanted was a ceasefire, because they never wanted the people to find out what actually happened. Because if they had a ceasefire, no one would know that they were dead. And they would try to have, you know, hostage negotiations, and this could go on for years. So now everyone's starting to realize this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she attacked Trump because Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery, and he met with those parents of the 13 military soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan. And they're trying to make this a very big deal. But the Gold Star families, they responded to Kamala Harris saying, we invited him out there and he showed up. So her entire push is completely failing. Trump War Room put this out and said, you've never once taken responsibility for the 13 heroes killed on your watch. While you bragged about being the last person in the room, you've never said their names out loud. And they haven't. And if you go back in time, and Dan Scavino put this out, and it is a post by Biden. He is sending a message to the military and the military families. He's standing in Arlington, and this was his campaign, and it was a campaign message. Dan Scavino responded to this and said, Biden at Arlington National Cemetery, paid for by Biden for president. So everything that Kamala is saying, they have already done this. So their entire narrative is completely falling apart. And think about what Kamala is doing right now. She's not fighting with Trump. She actually is now picking a fight with the Gold Star families. You know, the families where their children passed away or their husbands, wives passed away, and they actually caused this. They're the ones who actually allowed this to happen. And they didn't show up. They didn't speak to these people. They're now attacking the Gold Star families. See, the deep state is not fighting against Trump. They're actually fighting against the people of this country. And I think people now are really starting to recognize this, and the people are starting to understand this. Just like they're understanding that COVID was one gigantic psyop. It was one gigantic hoax. And when you start to see all the evidence, you could see what great lengths they put together to create this hoax, to convince you that something was happening when it really wasn't. And they had to use statistical numbers. They had to have doctors and the medical association, the pharmaceutical companies all on board, the propaganda outlets. They did their job trying to convince everyone that this was very, very deadly. And as you can see, who was responsible for this? Fauci, Pelosi, the deep state players, the fake news, the pharmaceutical companies, and everything that they said is turning out to be fake, phony, and false. Out in Germany, emails now from the COVID-19 pandemic era obtained by Welch show that the opinions of the Corona Expert Council were revised in the German chancellery, apparently until they fitted the political agenda. For example, the German health minister Lauterbach wanted to spread fear among young people with a fear appeal. So this whole thing was driven by an agenda. The number one agenda was to do what? To make sure that they had the ability to cheat in the election and to make sure that Trump doesn't win. The other one was the start of the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, because they, and that's why they did this worldwide, they wanted everyone in their homes afraid for at least 10 years. It would destroy the entire economic system. They'd be able to blame it on the pandemic. But it completely failed because Trump, the Patriots, they basically countered everything that they were trying to do. And now that they don't have this pandemic, it's very, very difficult to actually start another pandemic because people just aren't buying what they're selling. And the other thing that's really interesting is that just on Friday, Trump came out and he said, you know, he's all for IVF. Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey. Mikey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22 or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. And he wants the insurance companies to pay for it. And again, we have a population problem, and we need to have people giving birth. Because the deep state players, what they have done is they, with through the food, through medicines and many other things, they made it so we can't reproduce anymore. This was done on purpose. But the other reason Trump came out with this entire message about IVF is because Kamala and team, they were going to be putting out ads saying that Trump is completely against IVF. He doesn't care about women's rights. And Trump basically got that information and countered everything that they were trying to do. So the Democratic National Committee on Friday showcased a new billboard ad in Pennsylvania that claimed Trump threatened access to in vitro fertilization. And they blamed it on Trump's Project 2025, which Trump has nothing to do with Project 2025. His name is not on it. That is a complete and utter lie. And they're trying to make everyone believe that he undermines reproductive care and threatens IVF, which Trump came out and he said the actual opposite, and he countered everything that they were trying to do. He's also voting no on Florida's Amendment 4. Melissa Hallman put this out and said, "President Trump says he is voting no on Florida's Amendment 4, which would legalize late-term abortion. He restates that he believes 6 weeks is too short, but at the same time, 9 months is ridiculous, and for that reason, he's voting no." So everything the deep state is trying to do with abortion and all this, it is completely failing against Trump. Trump, he took abortion and he took it away from the federal government. Because remember, the federal government, these deep state players, they like everything centralized. He took it away from the centralization and brought it back down to the state level where it belongs. And again, this is what our founding fathers wanted from the very, very beginning. The federal government was supposed to be the secretaries of the people of this country. They would just, you know, go ahead and do the things that needed to be done. The government was never supposed to be centralized in telling people what they can do. It was supposed to be the opposite. It was supposed to come from the communities. It was supposed to then move to the towns, the cities, to the state, then to the federal government. The power was at the bottom, not the top. But if you noticed over these many, many years, what have they done? They shifted everything and they took all the power and they shifted it and they created agencies and they brought it to the top so this way they could control everything. This is why they were saying defund the police, because that was the last thing they needed to do. Control all local law enforcement. Because once they centralized the police force, they could have them do whatever they wanted. See, they took the education, they brought it up and they centralized it. The creation of currency, they brought it up, they centralized it. Everything medical, they centralized it. They like everything centralized because it allows them to control everything. And those people that are running those agencies, no one's elected in them. They are just hired and they do what the deep state players want. They install their people and then they have the agencies carry out their orders. And then they install, you know, the people in Congress to actually pass the laws that they need to centralize everything. So now you could see how this all works. But the other thing that's really interesting is that Kamala and team and Waltz, they're having a very, very difficult time, because the more they do, the worse it gets. Lara Loomer put this out and said, "Tim Waltz, Governor Tim Waltz and Kamala Harris are such a bad presidential ticket that Waltz's own brother is supporting Trump instead. According to these FEC records, Jeff Waltz, the brother of VP candidate Tim Waltz, donated to Trump's presidential campaign." And it's just getting worse and worse. His own brother is going against him. The black population in California, they're pissed off right now at Kamala, at the Democrats. George put this out and said, Black Californians are threatening to withhold their vote from Kamala Harris after the state's Democrat lawmakers decided not to give them slavery reparations. Remember, they were promised. This is going to impact your friend Kamala Harris, who's running for president, they said. Black Democrats finally realizing that Democrats only care about giving freebies to illegals. They should vote for Trump. He's not going to give them handouts, but he will dismantle the system that's been plundering the community for centuries, and he'll give them an opportunity to make their own money. But you could see what is happening with Kamala. Since she brought on Tim Walz, it's a complete and utter disaster. Chris explains on X, and he says the following. After current VP Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate for November, Minnesota women defected from Harris en masse. She went from plus 27 with female voters to now just 18. That was almost the entire source of her 5-point decline, which cut her margin in half in Survey USA's monthly tracking poll of the North Star State. The other source is that the women expressed lower vote intent, causing the LV sample to go from 50-50 to now men 51, women 49, which is unusual in most any state. And we can see with the polls, she's not doing well. Remember, these polls are put out there, they're meant to make you think that Kamala is very, very close to Trump, but she's now losing in those polls. But again, they're still trying to convince you that it's still close, and that's what they need, because in order to print the ballots, they need the poll numbers to look good. And they don't care if she has zero right now. They just want the poll numbers to look good. So they manipulate to make you think that something's happening when it really isn't. This way they can use the ballots later on to make it look like, hey, look, see, she was able to win because you remember the poll numbers? They were very, very close, even though her true poll numbers are in the dirt. Paul Bedard put this out and said, Harris momentum stall, CNN talk didn't help. And he's absolutely right. Rasmussen reports responded to this and said, Rasmussen is one of the only pollsters to run a daily survey, and it will combine several days to give an average when it releases an official survey. For the Trump-Harris debate, that's on Thursday. Last Thursday's average had Trump leading 48-46. Bitchell said that the election is a moving target through a trend that is growing clear. Our motto, collect the numbers and throw them over the fence. Everyone else is playing with dark magic and chicken bones to put out biweekly releases. And that reminds me of post 2032. This is August 31st, 2018. And this has to do with the poll numbers. Do you believe actual polls were conducted? Pre-election polls, Hillary Clinton favored 90 to 98%. Reconcile against results. Why is there emphasis put on polls? Define human nature. The general psychological characteristic, feelings, and behavioral traits of humankind regarded as shared by all humans. Point one, fake news logic. If people believe the odds are hopeless, their candidate will win. Do you still make the effort to vote? Point two, if people believe the odds are overwhelming, their candidate will win, do they still make the effort to vote? Does one cancel two? Point three, fake news logic. If people believe the majority of people feel a certain way about something, do they go with the majority to feel accepted? If the majority of people believe something does that imply it must be right. Does this give rise to we are the majority mindset? Define echo chamber, a metaphorical description of a situation in which beliefs are amplified or reinforced by communication and repetition inside a closed system. Prior to new platform networks connecting people, did the old guard have full control? Did the old guard learn from this mistake 2016 election and now tasking all new platforms networks to censor? When you are awake, you can see clearly. Absolutely. Just like you see very, very clearly about what the banks are doing. They're laundering money for Act Blue, for the Democratic Party. Paul Bernegger put this out and said, Bank of America, Amalgamated Bank, and Wells Fargo are criminally laundering hundreds of millions of dollars into political campaigns via Act Blue and other like Act Blue. Billions if you go back enough years. Six state attorney generals publicly announced they have investigations open, along with the Secretary of State of Wyoming, in addition and on top of a national investigation, has been open. Also, I asked Bank of America, Amalgamated, and Wells Fargo, are you taking laundered large sums of money by Chinese students and other Chinese from drug sales, in particular from sales of fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamines, via issuing mortgages like TD Bank in Canada is doing? in Toronto, Vancouver, and Ontario. Wow. So it looks like banks are involved in laundering money. Remember when they said it's just Bitcoin? We know that the banks are all involved in this. They know what's going on. They know what money's coming in. They know there's money being laundered. They're all part of the same exact criminal syndicate. And you can see that people are starting to do the investigation. Attorney generals are starting to do the investigation. And soon you're going to see that, yes, they were involved in all of this, just like all the evidence about election rigging is now coming out. And what's very interesting is RFK Jr. right now, he's suing to get his name off of the North Carolina ballot. Remember, he had a fight to get his name on the ballot. Now he has to fight to get it off the ballot. I mean, this is really election interference right there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, remember that summer reading list that Obama put out, you know, headshot, martyr, and he was basically telling people what to do here. It's amazing that we have more and more crazy people now coming out, either making threats to Trump or trying to attack him. A Missouri man was arrested for allegedly threatening to kill Trump on social media. So this guy was Justin Lee White, 36, is accused of using interstate communication to spread a slew of online threats to injure Trump. He even talked about his weapons, even had videos captioned, "This is a message to Trump and the Republicans. If you don't play, boom, he's going to take care of you." Then during the rally in Pennsylvania, we had this individual charge the stage. I mean, he wasn't really that close, but he was making a move and he was pretty far back, but people took him down and he was trying to go after Trump. So I do believe these individuals, they got the message. And now you have all these crazies coming out trying to become martyrs. The deep state is instructing them in what to do. But Trump and the Patriots, they are definitely prepared for all of this. They knew that this was coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Jack Smith, he actually released new indictments. It's all in D.C. Jim Jordan right now is going he's going to investigate Jack Smith's latest Trump indictment, which he's alleging he's breaking the 60-day rule. And I do believe that this is going to put a lot of pressure on people are going to see that, hey, in the past, this wasn't due. Now, there's really no hard rule that says you can't do this, but there's a lot of individuals in the Department of Justice in the past saying this is election interference. If we start to do this, if we start to prosecute people 90 days or 60 days out, this is definitely election interference. And I think that's the whole message here, is that they're interfering in the election. But you could see there are now people stepping up and they are now going to be monitoring those areas that are using mail-ins or drop boxes. Actually, mail-ins have been dropping off, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. George put this out and said, a conservative group is planning to place trained observers with cameras around various ballot drop boxes in Arizona for the 2024 election to catch any fraud that occurs. Democrat state officials are currently panicking about the plan's implementation. In a letter to the state officials, Matt Schlapp of CPAC said, to address and to help mitigate that skepticism, it is our intention to place monitors near a selection of drop boxes in select counties across Arizona. Illegitimate Attorney General Chris Mays went right to calling the plan voter intimidation. I want to be extremely clear that I will not stand for any voter intimidation, and that includes using open source information to identify individuals using a drop box to vote. Mays is a seasoned pro in election theft, as shown by the AG race she stole from Abe Hamadeh. Of course, she hates the idea of monitoring the drop boxes. The Secretary of State and other Democrats officials share a similar view, of course, because when you're cheating, you don't want people monitoring. But a judge already determined that observers are allowed around drop boxes as long as they stay at least 75 feet away. And why can't they use cameras that zoom in? Of course they can. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the mail-in ballot requests, they are plummeting in Georgia. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, Biden won the mail-in vote in Georgia by 30 points. August 29, 2020 requests were 806,561 mail-ins. August 31st, 2024, requests were only 80,240, a decrease of 90%. That is very interesting. Is it because of all the laws they're putting in? Is it because people want to go in person this time because they learned the last time not to use mail-in ballots? This is why I do believe that their plan is going to complete and utterly fail because they don't have COVID the way they had it before. They don't have the mail-in system that they had before. So I do believe they're going to be changing taxes. They'll try to cheat that way. But I believe when they find out it doesn't work, they're going to move to that the elections were manipulated by a cyber attack, or they're delayed because of a cyber attack. I do believe they're going to be switching this. But you can see the people of this country, they are now shifting. Democrats now are shifting to be Republicans. People that voted for Biden, they're starting to realize that, hey, he's destroying America. He's not making America great. And what's very interesting, Vitaly the Goat put this out on X and says, back in 2016, I used to be a never Trumper. I honestly didn't know why. I even streaked the NBA finals with Trump sucks written across my chest. Living in LA had me brainwashed, believing he was a racist. Now I fully endorse Trump to be the next president of the United States. He is the only man capable for the job. Strong borders, low crime, and a surging economy is what we need. Don't be afraid to speak out your mind. Vote Trump. And we're starting to see a lot more people like this. And this is going to continue. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we also see that young men, they are now feeling abandoned by the Democratic Party. Patriots Are in Control on X put this out and said, when you're purposely and explicitly advocating for 76% of the population, you're advocating for them. Or are you discriminating against the 24%? DEI is backfiring on the Democrats. And you can see a lot of young men are now moving away from the Democratic Party. But Mark Cuban, he tried to convince everyone that Kamala was better than Trump and put this poll out. And this is from him, August 30th, final results, 804,000 voted in this. Whose persona and character would you like to see young children grow up to have? Kamala or Trump? Trump won by 68.9%, Kamala 31.1%. And if you look at the polls that were done by Elon, you look at the polls that were done by political polls, all on X, and all the other people that are trying to convince everyone that Kamala has the upper hand, it is all failing. And actually, the results are very, very similar, that Trump is always winning between 68 and 78%. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, he is urging Congress right now not to pass the continuing resolution without the SAVE Act, even if it means the government needs to shut down. So remember, the SAVE Act aims to amend the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 to enforce stricter voter registration requirements. Under the proposed legislation, voters would need to provide documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in the federal elections, a shift from the current law, which permits states to demand citizenship proof only for local and state elections. And I do believe Trump, he's going to be pushing Congress to include this in the spending bill. And of course, as we know, the House has already passed it. And what does that mean? It means the Senate is pushing back on it and they will not pass it. So I do believe Trump is pushing them and they're going to push back, of course. And I think in the end, what's going to happen is we're going to see some type of an event, and the event will actually probably push this bill through because the people are going to say, you know something, the country was just attacked. We don't know who's in the country. We don't know who's voting. And it looks like we're on the edge of war. So we need to make sure that the people are actually American citizens, and we need to make sure that we vote on one day and we use paper. Now, once again, I think from all this pressure around the country with us going to war, I do believe the resident will most likely have to sign off on this. Yes, they could push back, of course. But again, if the entire country is completely for it, saying, listen, we must do this. I mean, we're on the edge of war here. The elections are a complete mess. You're telling us that we're cyber attacked from a foreign entity. And this is something that we need to give the people confidence to vote in the election. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I could see Trump now is pushing this to be in the spending bill. Let's see how far this goes. This is going to be very, very interesting. And like we said from the very, very beginning, the deep state players, they had their 16-year plan. This was an insurgency in this country. They were attacking us from within, as everyone can see. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set up a counterinsurgency to counter everything that they were trying to do. And they put together an 8-year plan. And what's very interesting is when Trump was giving his rally, he mentioned that it started 8 years ago, or maybe a little bit before that. but it started 8 years ago. Does he mean that this entire plan started 8 years ago to take back this country? I do believe so. I do believe he countered the 16-year plan with an 8-year plan, crammed everything into these 8 years, put the resident in place. He woke a lot of people up because what were they doing? They were pushing their 16-year plan as hard as they possibly can where everyone was able to see it. And I do believe from the very, very beginning, he needed the people to see it. He needed the people to experience it. He needed the people to understand what we are fighting for. And I do believe this is why he took this path. It might seem ridiculous to people that no way can this be happening. But once again, when you start to look at what has been happening and everything that's been happening in the past, you can see that this plan now is coming together. Does he look panicked? Does he look worried? Does he look like he's scared? No, it doesn't. Ask yourself why. Why doesn't he look that way? If you look at Kamala Harris, if you look at Biden, if you look at Obama, look at everything that they've been doing. They've been trying to regain control like we've never seen before. Because they're the ones who are panicked. They're the ones who are worried. They're the ones who are in the weak position. You know why? Because they don't have the people. They don't have the people like Trump has the people. And Trump has been going after the people from the very, very beginning. He's the people's president. And I do believe when you start to see the other rhinos come out and support the deep state players, I think people are going to really start to wake up. But listen to Trump. Listen to what he says about the plan. Take a listen.
It's amazing what we built all together and started 8 years ago, maybe a little before that. Who knows? Probably started 40 years ago in our soul, but it started 8 years ago and nobody would have thought anything like this could have happened. And it represents a tremendous piece of the Republican Party. And more importantly, it represents a tremendous piece of this country, tremendous piece, a lot more than 50%. Therefore, we have to get out and vote.
That should tell you everything you need to know. I do believe, yes, this started probably 40 years ago where they had other people go after the deep state, trying to bring them down. But after person after person after person, it completely failed. And I do believe they looked at the situation, they analyzed the situation, and they came up with a plan where instead of going directly at the deep state players, they decided, you know something, we need to go back to the Constitution. We need to go back to the Declaration of Independence. We need the people to wake up and see who the true enemy is, and we need the people to fight for their freedom. Because without the people, it cannot be done. And I think our founding fathers knew this. I think they knew this from the very, very beginning. And this is why they created the documents that we have today, because it's always been up to the people. Yes, Trump can keep the country safe with the military, but it's the people that need to take back the country. And I do believe that this is what we are doing right now. And I do believe the patriots, the people of this country, are winning right now. And you're going to see the deep state players do more and more, because as the deep state becomes more and more panicked, what are they going to do? They're going to lash out. We need to stop them. You see, Trump is not saying we have to stop them. He wants accountability for what they have done. But if you notice, they're saying they have to stop him, which means they have to stop the people from taking back this country. But they can't stop us. Nothing can stop us. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.